That's half the fun of it. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from right outside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub.
Good morning, dude. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Look at you, man. You are definitely, head to toe soaked. Something's going on around here.
So, you know, when I'm completely covered in sweat and my hands are burnt, you know I've been working already this morning. True story.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, the very best in the world. And there he is right there, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique apparel. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. He was out thrashing the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Tony Rienzi, Diablo, last night, Bub. It's all up on Instagram. All you got to do is look at it. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee in the world. We will be there this weekend, Bub, 9 to 1 at the Outlet Mall in Palm Beach, exit 71 off the Beltway. Come out. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. And Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise, a two-time double gold winner out of San Francisco, but made here in West Palm Beach. The monkey will be loose tonight. We're going to be talking about that, Bub, as well. Monkey in Paradise, Bub, remind you to please
drink responsibly for sure.
Bub, good morning. We've got a huge weekend coming up in front of us. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports facility is buzzing right now. People don't realize that when you own a race team like you do, what it takes to get this thing going and off the ground.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of work. You know, it's as we mentioned, you know, we discuss it all the time. It's, you know, not only just doing our day-to-day client cars, you know, getting those things turned out, you know, whether it be like the modern performance to the exotics to the classics, the pro tourings. I mean, anything and everything you could possibly imagine, every facility is underway here, upholstery, paint, body, mechanical. Man, not only doing that, that's like an amazing 24/7 job in itself, but then also doing the rally team as well, getting the rally car ready. I mean, there's a lot to do this stuff. We talk about it all the time, making sure your fluids are right, it's brakes especially, tires, tire pressures. You know, we always go out looking really good, so all of our stuff, you know, we literally spend the 2 days prior to going to any track event just detailing cars, making them look good, even though they're going to be on the track getting dusty, dirty, covered in carbon and ceramic from the brakes. So a lot of hard work and time goes into it, man, and that's exactly what we're doing here at BEM today.
And that's true, Bub. People don't recognize that we literally shut down the facility prior to going out on the track. This weekend's schedule is very, very heavy. The World Rally Champion, Mr. Gio Hammerback, our rally driver, is on the way down the road from Orlando right now. This is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car right here. You can see it is tagged with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports logo. It's Morpheus, Grassroots, all of them. Bub, if I could get you to slide right here, this is the official number of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team. Bub, let's talk a little bit about the heritage of that number, if we could.
Yeah, man, well, we kind of mentioned it before. You know, it's hard when you pick a number. I mean, sometimes you're allotted a certain number or you're just given a number specifically, you know, depending on your race team, your category, what class you're running in, you know, group one, group two, group three. You know, so we went out and, you know, we decided we were going to run a number that's true to all of us. And everybody knows that July 28th is a pretty solid day for us here at BEM. So it's one that we took. You can only have so many numbers. So we took a 7, the second number of the first, and the second number of the second, the 7 and the 8. And that's where we came from.
And what is July 28th, Bub?
That's my birthday, dude. That's when the party's going to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party will actually start tonight at Palm Beach International Raceway with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team. Our tour bus will be there. Our touring trailer will be there. Our trolling rig. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches will be out there, Bub. There has been a request for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Mustang, Turbonetics Mustang, to make an appearance by Tony Franco and Hooked on Driving as well, man.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, dude. It's super fun. You know how much attention that car has gotten, and it's you know, it's only been around for the, you know, the past 4 or 5 months. You know, we had that brought straight in from Ford, and you know, we've taken that thing and turned it into an animal already. Going to be totally night and day between now and SEMA when that thing gets on the trailer and heads out to Vegas. This car is going to be wide body. It's going to be on the ground. It's already looking really good. The stance is sitting right. It's totally functional. Does everything it's supposed to do. But you know what, man, when this thing goes out to Vegas, stay tuned for what you guys are going to see. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, it is, Bub. That car was unveiled out at Boosted Batch at Turbinex headquarters in Simi Valley, California. Our driver drove it out there. He came back with that car, and it has been on the road since that time making appearances. It pales by comparison with where you're taking it from a design perspective, and it will be unveiled at the at SEMA at the Turbinetics booth there at the end of October.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that car was a great car from not only a, like a design standpoint, but from a product release standpoint. So, I mean, the main reason of that car was, you know, everybody knows, I mean, what are the chances you go out and you would buy a four cylinder of any dominant muscle car, right? So like Mustangs, Camaros, Firebirds, Transams, I mean, think all those, would you buy a four cylinder Corvette, right? So that's kind of where it's at. And, you know, a lot of people look down on that, but the fact of the matter is that's why this car was bought. BEM bought this car because of its partners in the industry. And that's why we went ahead and took on this venture to see how far we could push this thing. And I mean, achieving 600 horse on a stock block motor with truly bolt-on items. I mean, these are items that out of any category, once these things hit product release for all of 17 and newer at SEMA this year, these are all bolt-on items that the average S550 Mustang owner can do if you've got an EcoBoost running 25 miles to the gallon, but being able to turn 550, 575, 600 horse without damaging any internals.
Well, Bub, I think you've touched on a lot of points. I'm going to cover a couple of them. Number one, Turbonetics, they are the largest turbo company in the world. They also own Precision, Wabtec, all of them. Turbonetics turns exclusively to you for all their design and development with all their new turbos. That's number one. Number two, this is why you're considered amongst the top three builders, designers, and fabricators in the world today. Because when you design a platform, it's designed to be very simple to work with, produce all the horsepower, and not break the client's checkbook.
Yeah, and, you know, that was the goal with this thing, you know, to see how far we could push it. And it's actually given us a lot more than what we had hoped for and ever really planned for. I mean, truly, it has. You know, we've already gone through two different designs on the turbocharger from Turbonetics and Precision. You know, we've gone through two there, three before that when I was working with TurboSmart. Now that the car is fully sponsored and designed and built by us here at BEM and Turbonetics, the thing is going through a third and final time, which is going to be a fully polished housing. That's coming in. It's going to be bigger, stronger, larger. And we're going to, I'll tell you what, man, that's going to be that limit where we push that four-cylinder stock block before it pops ahead right off.
No, well, I don't think that'll happen, Bub. That's not the way you do build. Bub, I want to welcome Stephanie. We took another great big step in our company yesterday in the evolution of the company. That's one thing Bubba's Exotic Motorsports is known for around the world is their continued and constant evolution and always staying on that razor's edge. And why do you do that? Because you stay in front of the competition. Let's tell everybody who we brought in yesterday and part of the new development of what we're doing here.
Yeah, so, you know, we've needed, you know, as we have everything here, we have so much going on. I continue to talk about it, you know, with, you know, not only just like the clientele, but everything with BEM, the guys at MIP, the guys at Torque, the guys at Morpheus, TonyRienzi.com. I mean, everybody all across South Florida, we have our hands in so many different things. You know, we run as thin as we possibly can, and we need as much help truly as possible, and there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, we've brought in Stephanie to now have a full-time office manager up front, which is what you need. You know, when we're here at the shop, 7:30 to 4, that thing is open. The phones are ringing. I mean, you can't stop what's going on. I mean, just alone, last night we looked, and I sent it out this morning to the whole crew, 19,800-something hits on the website, you know, over the past week, which is pretty solid. So it's, you know, a lot of success. It takes a lot to stay in front of those guys and keep everybody up to date because, man, if you don't, you're going to get bored.
Ladies and gentlemen, 19,000 hits on the website in 1 week. That website was drawing about 8,000 hits a month just a couple months ago. Again, it's all part of the evolutionary process that we bring you here from Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. By the way, Bub, did you know that Stephanie will not only be here to answer the phones and help out, she's completely revamping the entire front-end office procedures, putting into place employee manuals, guides, everything like that, doing payrolls, all of the whole nine yards, payroll withhold, the whole nine yards, right? Did you know she's a notary public as well, Bub?
So she's going to be putting stamps all over everything is what you're saying?
All over everything, Bub. How about that? Huge addition to us here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Another big support advancement, another big step forward here in the evolution of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah, man. So just, you know, we got a lot going on here. Stay tuned for some of these rides. We're going to be, I mean, so cranking out here the next, man, we've got 2-3 months before we get all these rides ready for SEMA. We've got the tractor trailer. We've got to get loaded up. You know, taking 8-plus cars out to SEMA, that's a pretty strong showing out there. So we're looking forward to it, man. And again, just on top of everything else we got going, the rally team, this car is going to be run super hard tonight. It's already been serviced, ready to go for tonight's event. We've got to get the car tomorrow all the way up to the firm, and that's going to run rally cross. So this car will be on-road, off-road. That's going to be all day Saturday. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. This car is going to take a beating. If it gets totaled by Sunday, that's okay. We'll do it up again, and then we'll throw that wide body on from Extreme Dimensions and get this thing looking nasty.
And then tell us where we'll be Sunday, Bub, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team.
So Sunday is going to be the, you've already mentioned it, the Cars and Coffee event at Palm Beach. That's hosted by John and Max down there. Man, they're going to do an insane job this time. This is actually their Christmas in July one, I believe. Yes. So it's going to be, I think they're hooked up with like a Toys for Tots charity, something like that. So, you know, if you guys are local, even if you are, you know, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours away, it's worth getting up early, coming out, having a good time. The cars that are there, the people that are there, it's going to be an insane fun time. You know, there's nobody out there acting stupid. It's just bring what you got and show it off and have a super fun time, and you're doing it for a good cause on this one.
Because the gates are, this is a Christmas in July, the gates are at 8 o'clock this, 8 o'clock Sunday morning at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. That's exit 71 off 95 here, Bub, in Palm Beach County, Florida. So it's going to be a lot of fun, Bub. We would love everybody to come out and meet with us. This event, again, is sponsored by one of the title sponsors of our show, Tony Franco, and Hooked on Driving. We'll be at the track. I don't know, Bub, what time did you, are we going to the gym tonight, or what's the schedule?
Man, so tonight is, we've got the track tonight that's out at Palm Beach International Raceway. We've got to have our entire rig and everything set up there at 4. So we're going to have the guys again. The guys are literally running over there at 3:30 from here. Fortunately, we're, you know, 10 miles down the road from PBIR. So it works out beautiful. We'll get the guys over there at 4, get set up. I think we're going to start running at about 6. It goes 6 to 10 under the lights. We're going to take a lot of the Marlins players out there, man. Yes. So if you guys are going to be out there, there's a lot of autographs to be signed. And, you know, these guys are just going to be out hanging out. This is their personal time, but they're going to be out getting behind the wheel of these cars with Gio Hammerbeck and having a little bit of fun, man.
It's going to be great. We've got a female that's going to come out and join us tonight. She's going to spend some time with the World Rally Champion, Gio Hammerbeck, our driver, and then we're going to put her in the cars with us as well, Bub. We're going to, we'll be doing autographs at 10 o'clock from the Cars and Coffee event. The Bub's Exciting Motorsports Tour Bus will be on display. We do not let people on that bus. However, we are going to open it to the public so they can see kind of where you go behind the scenes at events and how you relax.
Last time it opened to the public, dude, I couldn't even get on.
You did wind up at the bar. You had our head of security, who's a police officer locally here, start removing people from the bus.
True story, man. I couldn't even get on the thing, so I turned around and just left. I went somewhere else.
We found you sitting at the rail at the bus. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ready to wrap this segment up, Bub. You did have to bring that white Corvette back in. The client said that there was an issue with it. It wound up that it was nothing you had done. Let's talk a little bit real quick about, from a technical perspective, what was going on and what you found.
Yeah, man. It was just nothing more than freaking cylinder number 5 misfire, dude, and that's crazy. You know, you go and you do a full install, the thing goes, does serious dyno pulls, it pushes over the 700 horsepower mark and it runs like a freaking animal. And then less than an hour into it, the client calls and says he's got, you know, a misfire and it's running like crap. He's got all his lights on the dash. So sure enough, we check it out, man, and one spark plug was faulty, dude. It had a crack in the porcelain on the neck of the plug. And it's just a matter of, you know, pull the plugs out, change them again. I went through a change all 8, not just one, just to be safe. You know, what, you never know when you get a bad batch of plugs, anything like that. It's really not often that happens, but anything could have done it, you know, dropped in shipping, anything like that. So you get it swapped out and you get the client back out on the road. He's been chilling in VIP all morning long where all the players hang, and we're going to get him out on the road here and shred the tires up the street here in a second.
Well, one of the things I think we noted, Bub, is that was an NGK plug on, and you want to run the AC Delco plug.
Yeah, man, it's all a lot of personal preference. Me personally, I always tune and run with the AC Delco line. You know, AC Delco runs them in all of the Z06s, which were the factory supercharged cars. So with the same plug that goes in stock mass production Z06s is what's in that car now. The gap's set right, so the plugs are set. They're tuned for that car from a temperature standpoint, cold to hot. And it's going to be exactly what he needs, man. There's no reason to try to source extra plugs. And like you saw this morning, trying to source that rare plug that was installed in the car was hard to do. So now you can go to any mass production location, whether it be AutoZone, Pep Boys, GM directly, Chevrolet. Anybody's going to have that factory plug for that car on the shelf ready to go because it's been used for so many years.
That's a very good point to segue into that, Bub. The one thing you like to do is build things so that they're very simple and products are available. So it just shows when people don't build with the right quality product, if something fails, you know, here you can do this boosted application, you build this thing, you find out that somebody didn't use the right plugs, and that created a whole storm of problems. So you don't slam things together and push them out the door. You do it right in accordance with the instructions, which, as we've learned over the years with you, it's the only way to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's especially when it comes to, you know, crazy power adders and bolt-ons, man. Follow the time and read the instructions. Like I mentioned, start to finish, that was a 50-page install on that Pro Charger. And, you know, when you take the time and you read every step and you check them off as you go, if there's specs, if there's details, if there's adjustments, if there's certain gap settings, sometimes, you know, Pro Charge and Supercharge and Turbocharge applications, you go from, say, like a 45,000th gap to a larger or a smaller. So it just depends on that application. These companies have gone through, they've done the R&D, they've done the dyno tuning, they've done the dyno work and the hours that they see, and they've done full curves of, you know, seeing what wide open throttle does. Sometimes you'll literally, you can blow out a flame on a plug if your gap is too large, too small. So you find it in between, and they know exactly what works. That's why they've put these things in the instructions. Just follow them and you're going to have a guaranteed product.
And that creates a light misfire condition, ladies and gentlemen, because it's snuffing out the kernel on the end of the spark plug between the electrode, the center electrode and the center and the side electrode, Bob.
That's it.
So, Bub, we're going to jump out of here. We want everybody to come out tonight to Palm Beach International Raceway. We will be there. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports will team there, be there. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team doctor, Dr. Wade Van Sice, will be there. I know our head of security will be out there. You guys will never know who that is. He's just lurking very close, right? But, and you'll know, he'll walk up to you if you're too close. The race team will be out there, be a full compliment. We're going to have a couple Marlins players out there, Bub. Then Sunday, and that is sponsored by Tony Franco and Hooked on Driving. Those are the best people in the world to get out and learn how to operate these vehicles on a track, Bub.
Yeah, man, that's it, dude. I'm looking forward to it.
And if you think these guys can get out there and make a lot of noise with their old cars and that, you know, they're driving fast, light, they don't know what real driving's all about, do they, Bob?
No, man. When you're pushing, you know, when you're pushing high horsepower, you know, well balanced, well built and designed cars that have the braking, that have the tire pressure set right, you know, when you can take these cars and go wide open throttle into a corner and then full on brake, full on downshifting, paddle shift, dual clutch systems, that's when you can really feel that adrenaline kicking in, dude. And sometimes you'll literally have to back out of your own car because you'll start pushing it to that limit.
And I'm going to do it complete with the foot that was supposed to have surgery that was broken about 3 weeks ago. I'm going to get out there and still push this thing and go, Bub.
Yeah, typical. I bet you will.
I got no problems with it, Bub. So we're going to see everybody out there tonight at Palm Beach International Raceway. Let's say 6 o'clock, Bub, we'll be rolling in there.
I'd say go with six, man.
We're going to go to the gym or no?
I'm going to the gym. Go to the gym. I'm going to work out my arms when I'm trying to drive. It's like shaking everywhere.
All right, Bub. Until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you at Palm Beach International Raceway tonight from 4 to 10 p.m. We're under the lights. Please come out and join us. It's brought to you by our title sponsor, Tony Franco, and Hooked on Driving. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, the very best in automotive aftermarket applications by the best talented mind in the world, Bubba Lloyd himself. Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique, the most. It's just an amazing boutique. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Facebook, 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner out of San Francisco, made right here in West Palm Beach. The Monkey reminds you to please drink responsibly. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach will be there 8 to 12, 1 o'clock, on Friday, Sunday, July 30th. At the Palm Beach Outlet Mall, exit 71, please come join us. You'll see the whole race and rally set up. We're going to do it just like we do in the pits and let you guys interact with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to reach out and touch somebody's life in a positive manner every day. If somebody's got their hands full, open the door for them. If they have holes in their shoes, buy them a set of shoes. And if they're hungry, buy them a meal. We thank our next-door neighbor, Donnie, who loves to do that while we're broadcasting. He's a great guy. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.